Thanks for coming back. The stabbing to death of the Egyptian woman Marwa Ashourbini that happened in a German courtroom has turned the spotlight on the long-standing problems that Muslim minorities around the world may be facing. In Iran, the event has sparked protests. The foreign ministry has summoned Germany's ambassador to Tehran, and the elite have been expressing their rage through different means, and now they are calling for a World Hijab Day. Gisu Michel Ahmadi has the details of that.
Muslim women activists from 16 countries who are residing in Iran came together to discuss the tragic incident of the killing of the 32-year-old Egyptian woman. This was only the most recent of a string of events sparked by the brutal murder of the young pharmacist Marwa Ashourbini, who has quickly become an international symbol of intolerance.
The murderer in this incident is not just Alex W., but all those who have promoted negative stereotypes of Islam, leading him to believe that killing a Muslim woman will make him a hero. That's why Marwa's name should live forever. As it was proposed in the meeting, the 1st of July should be declared as the International Day of Hijab, and the organization of the Islamic Conference should push for that.
Other suggestions include holding online poetry, short story and art competition, and communicating the message of peace and justice that Islam promotes. While others shifted the focus on the important part that filmmakers play through creating Muslim characters that can serve as role models.
Forgetting is allowing it to happen again, and we are concerned about it. And we even though, as Mr. Tahiri said, Iran is very limited. Iran can't do anything legally, but we are conscious about it, and we are trying to make a difference. And we are very aware of what is happening in Europe and around the world.
The essence of democracy is freedom, and that includes the right to choose what to wear. And these ladies have pledged to make sure that the legacy of the hijab martyr goes on. Whether the 1st of July is considered an international day or not, it will definitely be marked in every Muslim woman's calendar, and Marwa Ashourbini and the baby she was carrying will never be forgotten. Gisu Misha Ahmadi, Press TV, Tehran.